TikTok, the social media app popular with young people around the world, has fallen out of favor in the U.S. Senate. Yesterday, senators voted unanimously to ban federal employees from installing the app on government devices. And in recent days, several states have done the same thing. Here's FBI Director Christopher Wray explaining why the app could be a threat to the United States.
We, the FBI, do have national security concerns about the app. Its parent company is controlled by the Chinese government.
For more, we're joined by Michael Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Celeste.
So the average age of a U.S. senator is 64 years old. That's not exactly TikTok's target demographic. For these senators, many of whom may have never been on TikTok, what are they concerned about here?
Well, there are two main concerns, really. The first is when you think of all of the personal data that a social media app is able to collect from users, location and all sorts of information, financial information in some cases. And they're worried about that sort of being routed from TikTok through its parent company, ByteDance, into the hands of the Chinese government, and especially in the case of the app being on government employees' phones, they're worried about sort of national security implications that would follow. The other big thing they're worried about is they're afraid that China will influence the algorithms that run TikTok and sort of put their communist propaganda and Chinese propaganda front and center before users. There's even concern that it could be used to sort of influence elections, that sort of thing. So kind of two main areas of concern.
Is this the first time Congress has taken action like this, or have we seen not just similar concerns, but similar legislation dealing with other apps?
There's been an ongoing debate about exactly what to do with TikTok. This is a unique situation compared to other apps. There's been a lot of legislation and attempts at legislation about data privacy for other apps. But since TikTok is controlled by a Chinese company, it's kind of a unique situation given how popular it's gotten. But what's been going on is there's a group called the CFIUS, or the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., which is very secretive group that's led by the Treasury Department, but includes members from all sorts of government agencies. And they've been trying to work out a deal where it's guaranteed that Americans' personal data is not able to be routed to China. They're kind of stumbling on that agreement. Christopher Wray, the FBI director, has come out publicly and said, there's concerns that haven't really been addressed yet. While that's going on, Congress is really getting aggressive with this bill. And there's another bill that would actually ban TikTok completely from the U.S. that's been introduced but not voted on. So Congress really seems to want to ratchet up pressure on the Biden administration and that CFIUS committee to really get an agreement and get sort of a crackdown on TikTok and how it uses its data done quickly.
Michael Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, Celeste.